This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Randy Altshuler. He is the Republican nominee for Congress in New York's 1st Congressional District. I say nominee because we're still not sure exactly who won this race, although after re-canvassing a few days after the Tuesday midterm elections, Mr. Altshuler now has a 392-vote lead. After the initial vote count, he was down to current Democratic Congressman Tim Bishop by more than 3,400 votes. So what happens from here, and how does anyone at this point make sure that this is a fair vote count? And Randy, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Walk our listeners through what happened over the past few days here, from election night where it looked like perhaps a narrow defeat for your campaign to the point now where it looks like you're the man to beat.
Well, just so people understand, there, and what happened was basically on election night, the results came in. They came in very slowly. There's some new voting machines that are being used right now in New York State. They use them in the primary, and then this is the first general election that they've used them. So it took, you know, quite a while for the results to come in. After they did the official canvass, those results came in with people calling in the results from their election districts. So basically my district has 460 election districts in it, and there are different polling places, and people call in the results that night. So after that happened, I was behind by roughly 3,400 votes, but then the Board of Elections collected the machines, ran the computer cards, and with the official canvass, I was ahead by 383 votes, and that's where we stand right now.
And so it was just a matter of going over the computer content on those machines in a way that wasn't done on election night?
Well, I think on election night they were called in. And, you know, you're talking about people who've been working from 6 a.m. in the morning to over past midnight.
See.
So there were errors made on the calling in of the results.
The latest development here is that Congressman Bishop believes that there's no way he could have lost that many votes from the canvass to the re-canvass. And so he's asking for a full hand recount of all the ballots in the district. You mentioned before that there's a new type of voting system. When people think of hand recounts, they think back to Florida and the punch card ballots and the butterfly ballots and so forth. What is the new type of system, and how do you think a hand recount will work in that system?
Well, right now people fill out sort of a bubble sheet where they fill in the ovals.
Sure.
So they would be, and roughly 185,000 ballots we're talking about were cast. So it would be certainly an arduous task.
And are you allowing this to go forward? Are you challenging the move? What's your position on this?
You know, we really don't have a position right now. I think we still have almost 10,000 absentee and affidavit ballots to count. So we're going to see how those play out. And we'll just see, you know, everything is changing on a daily basis. So right now we don't have a position.
With filling in the bubble, there could be stray marks since you have to mark the ballot. Is there a defined standard for what a vote is in that system?
You know, this is a brand new system. So I don't know what the definitions are. And this is the first time I've ever run for office, so those are questions probably the Board of Election would know better than I would.
What has this meant for you money-wise? I'm sure you spent most of it getting up to the finish line and trying to win on Tuesday. So what are your resources like right now, and what type of resources do you think you'll need as long as this process plays out?
Well, if people could go to www.joinrandy.org or .org, we could really use the help. We are trying to raise funds for what could be a very lengthy legal battle here. So, you know, we need to raise money quickly to fund and make sure we have the right resources to do this properly. So, again, it's www.joinrandy.org.
Assuming this hand recount takes place, Randy, will you basically have a member of your team as well as have a member of the Democratic team basically looking over every ballot as the Board of Elections goes through all this?
I believe that's the case, yes.
What have you heard from folks in this district? Obviously, it's still to be determined who actually won here, but Bishop's been around for a few terms now. What was it about your campaign that you think resonated to the point where you could very well win this race?
I think a couple of things. One is I come from the private sector. I've built two businesses from the ground up, created over 750 jobs. And I think people were looking for a job creator, a businessman with practical experience. Certainly the number one issue in my district on Eastern Long Island are jobs and private sector jobs. So I think that was appealing to folks. Also, Congressman Bishop had voted with his leadership 97% of the time. And if we see nothing else from this election results, this is a district where you've got people on both sides of the aisle pretty evenly split, and they're looking for a representative who represents them, not their party 97% of the time.
In the statewide races, Republicans clearly did not fare very well, but if you win, I believe that'll be six pickups for Republicans in New York House districts. Do you sense a resurgence to some extent of the party in what we saw last week, or is it mainly condition-based because of the dissatisfaction with the economy and the current leadership in Washington?
You know, I think there's certainly a resurgence. We certainly have a ways to go, but I think our message of fiscal responsibility, of promoting the private sector, of job creation, of lower taxes, less spending, I think that's very appealing for people. We just need to make sure we're consistent with those principles and we produce results.
Randy, last question before we let you go. Obviously, the process hasn't begun yet with this hand recount since the congressman just called for it today. Any indication when we'll finally know who won this race?
None. This could be a short process, and it could be a very long one, and that's unfortunately why we're gearing up for a lengthy battle here. The Democrats have got teams of lawyers already on site and being very aggressive, so we need to make sure that we have the resources to make sure that that this happens in the proper fashion.
What's it like to not only sit through election night, but perhaps additional weeks before knowing if you won or not?
It's a wild experience, and as I mentioned, it's the first time I've run for office, so I've picked a doozy.
Well, you sure did, and you're definitely getting a lot of attention because there's only about a handful of races left to be determined, and my guess is most of those will probably end up in the same sort of circumstance, but we'll keep a very close eye on your race. Randy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Randy Altshuler is the Republican nominee for Congress in New York's 1st Congressional District based on Long Island. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.